Actually, this farm started from a letter. It was a letter written in 1974 by Srila Prabhupada. At that time, 1974, we just experienced a lot of difficulties in Germany. I think some of you know that Germans are not known for their extreme tolerance. just like a few decades ago, they had started a World War I and a World War II out of this ingrained problem with tolerance. In 1974, they were very much agitated by the spread of Krishna consciousness. We had at that time a castle from which our Sankirtan vans went all over the country and distributed really millions of transcendental books. And there came an increasing conflict by people who were a little envious towards us, and there were many such conflicts, which resulted in Srila Prabhupada writing this one letter. He said, "Your struggle in Germany will be victorious by the grace of Lord Narsingadev." He had helped his devotee Prahlad Maharaj in the past, and he will help his devotees in Germany in the present. Therefore, I request you to open a temple for Lord Narsingadev. That was in 74 in the summertime. In the wintertime, three devotees, Kripa Rama Prabhu, Ashok Kumar, myself, drove with a van in this area. It was only on Christmas Eve where our van came to this property, and I do not know why we drove with the van three circles around this building, and then we left, knocked at a person's door and said, "Can we buy this farm?" "What?" he said. "This is owned by a farmer." I still remember, I said, "I think the Lord wants to live here." It somehow, something irrational drove me to this statement. It was a great feeling in the heart. And we left a contact number, and a little later, the farmer said, "I spoke to the owner. You were actually so convincing in your desire to have this place transformed into a temple that the owner has agreed to sell you this. He wants to go to Spain where it's warmer." So a little later, by some mercy, this property, it's a big property, you will see it maybe tomorrow, was in the hands of the devotees. And maybe 1 year later, we studied old Puranic maps in India. And there, in this old Puranic maps, land maps, you say in English, cards, we found a description that this part of the world belongs to a transcendental land map, which is called Harivarsha. Materially, this belongs to Europe and Bavaria, to be very correct. But according to a Vedic perspective, this belongs to Harivarsha, where Lord Narsingadev is worshipped. Hare Krishna. So now we had everything together. Prabhupada's letter, our own intuition that the Lord wants to be here, and a land map, which said this is the place where Lord Nrsimhadev must be worshipped. Devotees went to India. They found a very nice stapati and ordered him to make this particular murti of Lord Nrsimhadev, which is the Lord in a very, very merciful form. You might know that after Lord Nrsimhadev had his little liberation action to Hiranyakashipu, he saw Prahlad. Prahlad had just lost his father on the lap of the Lord, and was a little, you know, this is for a little child, something, event he will never forget in his life. He was a little surprised, maybe. Lord Nrsimhadev, who had saved Prahlad Maharaj from this demoniac father who wanted to kill him, took Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. You see the deity in this form. And he started to affectionately lick away all the surprise and everything from the mind of his dear devotee. He gave him comfort, in other words. This deity is the most merciful deity of Lord Nrsimhadev. It said in Hari Vamsa that the Lord took Prahlad on his lap after he killed his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu. And in this form, Lord Nrsimhadev feels so much compassion and mercy that it is just amazing. You will see for the 9 days I hear you are here, you will all undergo a spiritual therapy. You will all forget the tenseness and the sometimes stressfulness of living in a big city like London. And you will experience the cooling moon rays of Lord Nrsimhadev's mercy in your hearts. You will see that Lord Nrsimhadev will awaken your hearts to love and bhakti, because that is his mission here. He will also protect you from evil things and in your lives. And I believe we have scheduled a yajna, which we actually do regularly, which gives all the participants in this yajna a lifelong shield of protection, which can never be destroyed by whatever happens in their lives. So this Lord Nrsimhadev has appeared in what is called South Germany. It's called Bavaria. Have you heard this name? Bavaria. It comes actually from Barbaria, barbarians. Is that an English word? These were the wild people. They were dressed in furs. They had clubs, and they were running after wild boars to kill them at the time when in India the wonderful temples appeared. It's a difference in culture, as you notice. So you will find it's a very beautiful part of the country. Oh, Hare Krishna! Here comes our Dayal Goranga. He is coming from the Ukraine. It's a part of Russia. Just at the moment when we speak about barbarians. but he is really an angel who has appeared in this world at Thank you very much for giving pleasure to our hearts, Daya Gauranga Prabhu. These are the Pandava Senas. Just today, I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam something which I wanted to share with you. You have arrived in the transcendental kingdom of Lord Nrisimhadev, and Lord Nrisimhadev is often known as the Lord of Poshana. Poshana is a Sanskrit word for protection. But when it comes to asking for protection, the devotee does not really think so much of protection from external enemies, although the Lord does grant such protection. And when it comes to poshana or protection, the devotee thinks more of his own internal enemies, like distractedness, material desires, a heavy heart, a depressive mood, a split soul, and all these things, including all the worries young people have in life. And I will teach you tomorrow a very nice mantra where you can ask the Lord for protection of these internal difficulties. But as I said, the Lord also gives protection against external difficulties. There was a time here in Germany, my dear devotees, when people came with guns in the temple. Yes, and some immoral person came even one day with knives into the Mataji ashram to fulfill some demoniac desires which he had in his wicked mind. This was a difficult time, really, a dangerous time. Devotees were spurned upon and so on. And the German church, evangelical church, developed a sect office to deal with the devotees, the state's enemy number one, the demoniac, Hiranyakashipu times or Hitler times, both start with H, as you. But just today, something wonderful has happened, and I believe it is a mystical event of Lord Nrisimhadev, fighting with Hiranyakashipu. The man in charge of the anti-sect office has become my friend. 2-3 years ago, we made peace, and he said, I'm your friend now. And today I received a letter from him where he said, something wonderful has happened. The German church has closed my office, the anti-sect office. It's closed. I have to look for another job. And I thought, today Prabhupada's letter has been fulfilled. In Germany, your struggle will be victorious, just like Prahlad Maharaj's struggle will be victorious by the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev. You have come at a very historic day on this farm. You will never forget it. It's a day of joyous celebration for the German devotees. Finally, those who were thinking themselves to be enemies of devotees have stopped to be enemies and have said, you are all right, you are very nice, you are a religion, you are Hindus, and we owe you all respect. We are sorry for our late understanding in life. Do you say belated, our belated enlightenment. So this is very nice. You can see how powerful our Nrsimhadev is. He has turned the whole perception of Krishna consciousness in the German public around. We are now nice guys. You know, in this world, it changes. Sometimes you're liked, sometimes you're disliked. But we are very happy to announce this today. It was I was even invited to come to this closure of this office. They thought I would be very happy to be there. But I have another date. I have to be in Belgrade for a summer camp. But I wrote them a nice letter just now. I wanted to also write, as you know, I'm practicing my English at the moment. After 2 days, it will be all right, but I have to bring myself to the level here. I wanted to give you a little tip how you can make best use of your time. See, when we go to a place of pilgrimage like Nrsimha Kshetra, or we call it Singhachalam actually, it's not always such an easy experience. We are tired. We had a long drive behind. All of a sudden, we who were used to have our own bathroom have to share it with 50 strangers. And when we want to fill the most legitimate needs, we might have to stand in line for a few minutes. This is certainly a little austerity we are not used to. We find ourselves all of a sudden in a place and time where the usual atmosphere, although it totally gets on our nerves, the London atmosphere, is no longer there, and we feel a little displaced all of a sudden, like a fish out of industrial wasted water. There are such fishes who feel a little out of place when they have adopted themselves to this climate. So this is a natural human reaction, this being a little out of place and so on. But I would request all of you to embrace a little austerity while you're here. Austerity is something which can help us to get out of our patterns. Most of the time, we human beings are ruled by thought patterns. Psychologists have found out 32,000 thoughts. This is what an ordinary person thinks per day. And most of them are highly unhelpful for our development. I'm not good enough. What do people think of me? Oh, I never make it. I'm born on the wrong side of the moon. And such thoughts are crowding the mind of the ordinary person. Negative thoughts which pull us down. Would like to give you a little example of this. Do you know what is a Mercedes car? Mercedes, yes. It's a special German brand of car. Well exported all over the world. So, one Mercedes driver with a Mercedes of high dimensions, you know, got a flat tire in the midst of Bavaria. He thought, no problem, I have an extra tire, and he was just opening his boot. He got his extra tire out. He wanted to replace it, but he looked again. There was no jack. Do I say this right? It's like, yeah, jack. There was no jack in his boot. no Jack in Bavaria. That's a problem. So he went to look around and he came to one house. No, he saw one house. There was a man inside the house who had seen his dilemma, who had seen that the car got a flat tire. He saw the man opening the boot. He saw the man getting the extra tire out, but then the action stopped and the man looked helplessly around. So this man in the house thought, he has no jack. I will of course help him. I have a jack. And he went to get his jack. It's so nice that today I can do something good for another human being in need. I feel just very charitably disposed. If he wants, I will give him the jack. Not just borrow it, but present it to him. The other man, the Mercedes driver, approached the house and he thought, surely this man has seen my emergency situation. He will ask me for 50 euros just so that I can use his jack for 10 minutes and then return it. People are not what they used to be. But he came closer. Why 50 euros? He will want to have 100 euros. Meanwhile, in the house, the man was just so blissfully standing next to the door. He wanted to open it and said, everything is available in the land of hospitality called Bavaria. Here, you take. If you want to return it, you return it. If you don't want to return it, you can keep it and for emergencies like this. Finally, the man, who was the Mercedes driver, arrived at the door. He knocked. When the door opened, he yelled into the house, 350 euros for one jack? That's much too much. Keep your jack. I don't want your jack. The man was totally surprised, this other man, and he couldn't understand life any longer. So good. My dear devotees, we laugh about this, but we all the time do this. We have our mental conceptions imposed by our best enemy, the mind. And we make up our reality in our little worlds and so on. When you go on a pilgrimage, this stops. At least in theory. It stops in practice when you take to the process of committing yourself to a little endeavor in order to get spiritual encouragement and enlightenment. Your austerity when you are on a pilgrimage is to live together with many other pilgrims. Your austerity is to focus your mind on spiritual enlivenment. Now don't worry, there will be enough fun activities and Pandavasenas will crawl up the trees and down the trees as much as they want. I'm joking, but something more sensible, obviously. There is also the deity of the Lord who waits for you. There are spiritual activities. There are seminars. I will have a seminar which I gave in Radhadesh. It's called Emotions in Spiritual Life. It's a very relevant subject. We start tomorrow with the divided self. It's a very wonderful presentation about uplifting our lives to a very blissful spiritual existence. You will see it will work for you like anything. So, yes, don't mind the little hardships. You are pilgrims, and I want to surprise all of you. You are in the Bavarian mountains. These are actually hills. They're called foothills of the Alps. And do you know what the Alps are? Extensions of the Himalayas. So you have arrived in some ways at the extensions of the Himalayas. It's a holy place. And I want to congratulate you. You have made a very nice a choice to come here. I believe Lord Nrisimhadev will give you a lot of his spiritual mercy. He is usually a little bit alone here in the Bavarian forest, but now he feels very ecstatic to have so many nice people and devotees and friends, and mostly I believe everyone is a devotee here. And I wish you that you can make best use of your time. Tolerate a little bit the different circumstances of being with so many people. Make a lot of contact with your devotee friends and get to know new people. Listen very intensely to the lectures to get some, let me say, personal tips for you. And just pray also from time to time about your personal life to Lord Nrisimhadev, and you will see it will be a very, very nice stay for you. I'm very enlivened to be here. It's really, first of all, I like the farm like anything, and second of all, when Yuvaraj told me that you would come and that you you would invite me to come, then I felt a great tender feeling in my heart and very blissful and happy. Oh, I guess I like young people because I joined this transcendental movement when I was only 16 years of age. You must be also around 16 or 15. 1 year older I was. So that's very nice. Some little thing which I would suggest to you. I want to suggest to you an experiment. While you are here, you have made a distance to London. Not only a distance in kilometers or English miles, but also a distance in atmosphere. You might have noticed it's so peaceful here. Sometimes we find it surprisingly peaceful. It's really peaceful. Yes, no drone no noise of the beast. You know, the towns are sometimes like wild beasts who even in the night snore and make their noise in a very loud way. You won't find the noise of the beast here. It's something very, very, very therapeutic. Try to use this distance which you have made to enter into a deeply enlivening, a very rich spiritual culture. Try to act a little bit in a way so that you can make a spiritual experience. See, when we are in London, we very much are influenced by the Western cultures. We have to dress the way the Londoners dress. We have to speak the way. We have to be maybe sometimes a little tough, or some for the men, or for the ladies a little bit. I do not know so much from my own. I'm in a different body, but a little bit. Little bit like you are as a lady in London, maybe a little protective, or maybe a little whatever. But here you can try to enter the role models of totally different role models. You are in a different part of the world. You can just enter the Vaishnava culture. You can behave, you can dress accordingly, you can behave accordingly. You can actually make the adventure to do something which you usually don't do, to think thoughts which you usually don't think. You can move about in ways which you usually don't move about, for instance, amongst cows. You really have a chance to enter a different culture, a different way of life, and get a totally new set of experiences. And I really want to encourage you to make best use of this. And I spoke with Yuvaraj, and they were coming, and they had showed me the plan which they have made for all of you to spend, and we are all totally in the service mood. We want to serve you and make this a very nice and, I believe, very worthwhile experience, so that when you come back to the beast which never sleeps, London, that you carry some jewels in your heart which will continue to inspire you for the rest of your lives. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, and I will stop here, because I believe it's this is a good opportunity to catch up with some sleep. You must be tired from the journey. Some of you must have started early in the morning, isn't it? Their journeys, and now you're here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Nrisimhadeva ki jai, Shri Prahlad Nrisimhadeva ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Ram.